entreat me not to leave you, or turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me. Ruth 1:16 and 17. Hi, it's Nathan, and this is day 6 of 30 Days to a Better Marriage. Ruth's promise to Naomi of standing by her to the very end is a deeply moving insight into covenant love. Incidentally, it's got a lot of similarity to a marriage vow. By the way, in my following comments, I'm not encouraging you to stay in an abusive relationship. If you're suffering in your marriage, get help. Get it today. Now, let's take a minute to think about marriage vows. I told my wife one time, while thinking of a couple taking their wedding vows, they have no idea what they're getting into. No idea. And that's the truth. Love-struck and starry-eyed, we pledge our love and faithfulness till death do us part to a person we deeply love but barely know. And it doesn't matter how long we've been dating. We make a high-stakes promise, staring bravely into the void of a completely unknown future. We have no guarantee that our spouse will stay healthy, or kind, or faithful, or good. Absolutely none. When I stop and think about it, it's a head-spinning proposition, yet a profoundly beautiful one, echoing the sentiments of the very heart of God. Covenant faithfulness. Faithfulness to the very end.